The economy has crashed so hard.
Not before him. The military police system that Clinton helped enforce in the 90s.
The militarized police.
Oh, God.
All right. No, you know what Trump supporters want to do? They want to stop all the racist hate, murder, and killing that have escalated the past 8 years.
Yeah, you want me to send you swastikas that show around my neighborhood after this?
Look at
that. In support of Trump.
Look at all that Black Panther shit that came up. Look at all the
Panthers
and Obama.
Black Panthers helped us.
Why? Who did?
Black Panthers were.
Why?
No, Black Panthers were actually.
I lived through that. I mean, they evolved. But they were really bad in the beginning. But yes, they did, because their leader switched over. He saw the error of their ways and he switched over and they killed him. You don't remember that?
So, how many of your friends have gone to Chicago to stop all the violence that's plagued that city?
Well, all my friends have been in Standing Rock, but okay.
That's my truck. But nobody's gone to Chicago to stop all of the. There's little children being gunned down every day.
I can find a mini series about the police killing kids in Chicago.
But you know what? You're right. It's the police's fault for being over aggressive and trying to
perpetuate the system by a thug.
You're right. It's never the thug's fault. It's never the criminal's fault. Let's find a way to blame somebody else. Because that's what Obama's done the whole time. Obama said, I don't care how many little Black children are being hunted down, as long as they're hunted down by a thug, as long as they're being poisoned by a thug.
Who beat you so badly as long as
it's the woman being raped is being raped by a thug. But as soon as the police show up,
the police
stop
rape the kids and rape everyone.
It's always the police's fault. It's the police's fault.
It's
the police's fault.
It's always
thugs. No.
It's not the politics. I never disagree. I'm talking about an unstable person who can't keep his mouth shut.
There's two.
And I'm not afraid to tell you right now to your face.
Oh, you're the one! You're a loser!
Look,
all you ever do
is how it
cry
is, Dale,
and whine and say, life isn't fair, this, that, and the other. You're the one who never shuts up. You're the one who tells your mom you can't take a bath because I'm going to...
You literally picked the one day that I had an argument with mom about taking a bath. Oh my gosh, okay. Well, I mean, not that you ever go off on your parents. Collectively, the entire family has gotten yelled at you over the course of 3 years because you don't want to have a job. That's literally why. You don't have a disability.
Okay. Dad, am I a bum because I live with you guys to clean up this neighborhood?
You are not even close to what you need to be.
Look, we're down on this, but...
And I'm not afraid to tell you that. Look at that.
Somebody asked me.
It's sad that your younger brothers are telling you straight to your face that you need to grow up.
The only thing I don't like about
I need to grow up.
Listen, yes, right now your face.
Earl, when's the last time you had a job?
I work a job 7 days a week.
Where?
Here in this.
I do all your work here. I've done all your laundry.
You throw the laundry on the ground.
You do all day.
That's not work, Sherman.
I clean up after all your skin.
You're a bum. My skin. Oh, it's my fault. The skin. The skin that ashes off of my arm. Listen, you're talking about psoriasis. This is a severe problem that's got worse from you.
Because you won't go to the doctor.
It's all my fault.
They told me to clean my
I go to the doctor and they
I'm a little baby. I want people to hear it. You're the exact reason. Oh, let's do this. Okay, this is Earl being a crybaby, as always. Life's not fair. Life,
Sherman,
everybody always cheats me.
It's not gonna get you.
All I'm gonna do is spend my life drinking and crying and whining. I live
in
my
house.
Nobody actually likes
me. Who are we talking about? Wait, every time I swim in the cave right now. Every time I swim in the cave right now.
You're on the same boat.
I need to.
Here's the difference.
Here's
the difference here. I love all of you.
Are you talking about yourself?
And you have to also be honest about it. You're a stable person.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
He physically assaulted me 3 times. I was in the hospital for it, Dad.
I don't know.
You tell me I'm
in the hospital.
The guy's at least twice my size. I can't fight him.
Then why don't you?
What
are you trying to do?
Tell you the truth.
Wait a minute.
There's nothing
you can look at me.
Yes.
And think that I don't know the truth.
I think that you're in denial if you think that there's three crazy people arguing.
I just see what's happening.
I mean, the guy's nuts.
Obviously. Earl and Dale obviously think I'm a bum.
It's not just that, Sherman. Bum is bad enough. Perry was a bum, but he wasn't fighting people at the top of his lungs, not paying rent. That's bad. That's really bad behavior.
I mean, you can't just yell at people like you're at the mercy of your parents because you won't get a job. You have no, ask Dad.
You have not had an actual job. You've not actually gotten paid to do something.
He pay the utilities.
He does not help
out
anything.
No, he doesn't do that, but he works around here.
That's great, but he uses that as excuse to yell. That's my job.
So
I don't die, yes.
So that's the mortgage.
Just answer this real quick so I know. Am I a bum just living in your house, not contributing?
None of you are bums.
How do you...
But you are all...
First of all, the fact that he used to call and ask you to get some kind of vindication or something, no, that's... Or validation.
No, I'm curious.
You think that he's the authority on whether you're a bum or not? He's not.
Wait a minute.
He's not the authority on you.
I am the authority in this house.
That's fine. That's
so
not what
you
I'm saying.
I can tell you
that you're not the absolute authority on what a job is in that situation.
So you're saying, does everybody say I don't have a job?
Wait a minute.
You don't have an actual job, Sherman.
Okay, so
that's a completely rational response.
So when I sold out Madison Square Garden,
what are you talking about? You are so delusional.
Because you weren't there.
That's your job.
You were in your room.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking beer and crying and not doing your job.
I have
a job.
You have
no idea what I do since I have to do your job.
Wait, you are talking about Sherman right now.
I have to clean up your clothes every day.
Sherman,
I have to clean up the bathroom. I
can
have some floors.
To yell at people.
Mom comes to me and says, Earl hasn't done his job.
I do my job every week. You don't actually have a paying job. I don't know what you're talking
how
about.
Do
the
you
Madison
know?
Square Garden. I don't understand what you're talking about.
And why do you say that?
Because how do you know?
I'm only down here
because
two people were yelling out, and one of them was saying that Obama is evil.
How do you know I don't have a paying job?
What kind of crazy stuff is going on in a conversation
like that? No. Show your work. Show me that I don't have a paying job.
Stop yelling at your
younger brother. Show me that I don't have a paying job.
Sherman,
show it.
What? Show what?
Show that I don't have a paying job.
What are you even saying? I don't collect your taxes, Sherman. I'm not the authority on your taxes or whatever.
Do you have a tax return?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course I have a tax return.
Let's see it.
Mom has it.
Okay, then we'll
ask her.
Why are you asking me to prove to something that you already know is true that you don't have a job? You know that you don't have a job.
Of course I don't have a job.
Okay, finally, one little
Except
sentence
me,
of honesty from you.
Since I'm the actual one that brings home the money after I promote a fight.
What are you talking
okay.
about? You're so delusional. You've never been successful in your life with fighting. Except for me, when you beat me up while I was dressed as a woman in makeup. When I was going out, and you beat me up twice while I was like that, and you're talking about fists in the face in the stomach. He had to pull you off of me.
I've never seen you in a dress.
Hold on.
I was in makeup while look at this laughing.
Shut up.
You're obviously unstable. I'm not
going to
stop.
So
we're trying to hear things out.